In this bulletin, a Turkish court has rejected Australia's request for the extradition of Australian IS jihadist Neil Prakash. Vladimir Putin says Donald Trump's political opponents are trying to sabotage relations between the United States and Russia. And Geraint Thomas extends his lead in the Tour de France. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A Turkish court has rejected Australia's request for the extradition of Australian IS jihadist Neil Prakash. The ruling could see him released from jail unless Turkey decides to prosecute him. Prakash has been linked to a failed Melbourne plot to behead a police officer and another attack that saw two officers stabbed outside a Melbourne police station. The suspected IS recruiter has been in custody near the border with Syria since 2016 after he attempted to enter Turkey with false documents. He faces a potential life sentence if convicted in Australia of terrorism offences. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Donald Trump's political opponents are trying to sabotage relations between the United States and Russia. Mr. Trump has come under heavy criticism in the US for his handling of the meeting with Mr. Putin in Helsinki this week. Mr. Putin says those critics are willing to sacrifice good relations between two of the world's most powerful countries in order to further their political ambitions.
We see that there are forces in the United States that are prepared to casually sacrifice Russian-US relations, to sacrifice them for their ambitions in the course of an internal political battle.
Malcolm Turnbull's call for the Pope to sack Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson now has bipartisan support. Bill Shorten says if Wilson doesn't have the decency to resign, then those above him in the Catholic Church should take action. The Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference has refused to comment on the matter. 67-year-old Wilson is planning to appeal his conviction for concealing child sexual abuse, for which he's been sentenced to 12 months in jail. He says he'll resign only if and or when his appeal fails. Some of the athletes who fled this year's Commonwealth Games have spoken out for the first time. Around 250, mostly African athletes and officials, remained in Australia after the Games ended in April. The Department of Home Affairs says about 200 have put in asylum claims and remain in the country on bridging visas while their applications are being assessed. A small group of athletes have spoken exclusively with SBS. Many are seeking asylum because of their political beliefs or sexuality. One of them, who we've called Amos, says the athletes are just looking for a better life in Australia.
At first, I didn't believe that refugees could be good people. I always thought they were a bunch of failures, actually, until I had to find myself in the same situation. We're a group of people, of physically fit people, ready to do whatever thing to please this nation.
An Australian nun has again been ordered to be deported from the Philippines. 71-year-old Patricia Fox has fought an ongoing battle with authorities to stay in the country. Filipino authorities say she's been engaging in political activities in the south of the country, which goes against the conditions of the visa she's been given to do her religious work. Ms. Fox says she'll challenge her deportation. She's already successfully challenged a deportation order earlier this year. New modelling suggests the federal government's proposed national energy guarantee would push up power prices, do little to reduce emissions, and cripple the renewables industry. Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg will sit down with his state and territory counterparts on August 10 to look at the final design of the policy. A Reputex report commissioned by Greenpeace has estimated wholesale electricity prices will be cheaper if the 26% emissions reduction target proposed under the NEG was replaced with a 45% target by 2030. Geraint Thomas has won the latest stage of the Tour de France to extend his lead. The Welshman was heavily booed by the crowd at the podium ceremony, while his team's Sky leader, reigning champion Chris Froome, was also jeered all the way up the famous ascent. Overall, Thomas leads Froome by 1 minute and 39 seconds. And now today's weather. Perth, a late shower or two and 21 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 13. Melbourne, showers developing and windy, 12. Hobart, more showers and 10. Canberra, showers easing, 11. Wollongong, windy and partly cloudy, 16. Sydney, more wind, 18 degrees. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 18. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, more sunshine and a top of 33 degrees. And that's the latest SBS News.